It's the most important time of the day. You know why? Because it's time to chew the boo. That's right, fellas. You already know what time it is. It's time to level up on Blue Chew. Just drop something crazy. And I'm talking next level championship belt crazy. Blue Chew Go is the newest innovation for the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill, baby. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard of performance. We're talking two ingredients to blood flow to keep that rock pumping, mixed with the apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal connection in your brain and body. Apomorphine. I Google this. Blue Chew Go dissolves under your tongue and works as little as 15 minutes to be in the game, baby. That means you can get quicker and stay in the game longer, elevation without hesitation. Love it. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. So forget Netflix and chill. This is Netflix and Phil.
Boink, boink. My eyebrows. Boink, boink.
So, we got a special deal for our listeners, as always, and we always get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code ISSUES. ISSUES. That's promo code ISSUES. ISSUES. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast. Blue Chew, get some! That's your meat right there.
Happy New Year, cats!
New Year's, yeah.
Happy
New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. Come on, Craig, with the chain.
Come back from doing a movie or something. You know, you got
yeah.
This was actually from the gold ad we did.
You know, Marlon looking around, man, where my chain at, man? Who got my chain?
How come I'm the only person didn't get his gold? Like, what?
I didn't get it either.
That's crazy.
I got enough for the both of y'all.
I was like, man, who stole my stuff, bro? Yeah.
Keon had on one the other day, and I was like, "He was like, you didn't get your chain? No.
Yeah, that mug is yellow. That's that Carmelo. What do they call it? The Carmelo? Is it Carmelo yellow?
I don't know. I think it's 18, not 14.
Hey, Craig, you don't need that from that. He ain't never had nothing nice in his life. You don't need
that. I didn't see nothing shine on him.
Right. You don't need to take that from him.
Even lotion is dull on him.
I don't even think I've seen Dion in earrings.
No, I keloid.
Oh, for real? From having earrings.
Yeah, that cubic zirconia fucked me up.
Wait, yeah. Taz, are we all supposed to click this OK button at the end, at the bottom of the screen?
I don't know. Click it. See what happens.
I just clicked it and it went away. It just said that we're recording now.
Yeah, we're recording. We should be good.
This nigga right here said, damn the jokes, the banter. He said, oh, hey, should we press OK right now?
Hey, that's the important part.
Minutes in.
Otherwise, we did it for nothing, Craig. That's the important part.
I wanted to make sure they pressed it, too, if it showed up on their screen. Yeah.
Otherwise,
how do I delete my government? I don't want people knowing my government when you post this, Chaz.
I can probably crop it.
You could do that.
Why am I just finding out what your name is?
I'm mad at you.
Mystery's over.
This is crazy, Dion.
Everyone. I never thought about your name. The
mystery is over.
Dion, you've known my name for years, Dion.
No. I literally told you I never want to know what DC means. I don't know what BT means. I don't know what Ron G's. BG's, was it Ron G's last name? I didn't care about anybody's name. I just want to keep it as very vague as possible.
I don't think BT means anything. I was trying to think of all the BTs, and I was like,
I think his name
it
is
does mean, it does BT. Mean something. I don't want to say what it is.
Like so he started to say booking things because booking things. I think it's just E E T E E, and his parents was like, I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah.
So word. Okay, that's an interesting one.
His other name used to be Serious. C-E-R.
No. Serious about these jokes.
Yeah, serious about
the
jokes.
That was his email. Yeah.
Did he even spell it right?
No.
Not at all.
No. How are you serious about these jokes and you ain't spelling it right?
You know the worst email I had is I had Unstoppable One-on-One back in the day. And first off, my people be like, oh, you hoop? And I was like, oh, no, this is for wrestling. And I was not that great. Second off, I spelled Unstoppable wrong and it was one P, not two P's. I never got anybody's email. I said, yeah. I ain't gonna lose two P's. What you need two P's for?
Yeah, when you were in high school, you had some childish emails, boy. Childish usernames.
I had like Libra Prince for a while.
My first email ever was, "Those are my balls."
Come on, man.
And it was cool up until my first job, and I was like, I gotta write, "Those are my balls."
Let me start me a Gmail account before I give you my email, ma'am. Okay.
I think mine was Herb Hugs. I tried to combine my nickname with my real last name. Herb Hugs.
Yeah.
Ervhugz.
Who call you Hugs?
Just the streets of Vallejo.
The streets called you Hugs?
I got it tatted on my arm. It's on my arm. Huggy Bear.
Bear tattoo?
Yeah, that sounds like you was the muscle of a drug dealer. And they used to choke niggas out. Like, get them Hugs!
And he hug him?
You know
what I hug him to death, Dion.
Time to get the hug, man. No,
face to face. Not face. I'm talking about from the back, like around his neck like this.
From the back? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's even worse.
That's even worse. I don't know
early black comics that were acting. Somebody didn't support black exploitation.
DC gets up. Hey, you know what time it is. Turn around.
Hold on. Dion made me just sound really creepy.
Turn around. Would you rather get choked out from the front or the back? Pause. Think about it. Look, you face to face with somebody, he talking you like this, like, worse from the back.
But Dion, are we standing up or are we on the ground?
Good question. That question matters. That question.
You talking
matters.
You thinking like this? I'm talking like
looking me in my face like this. I don't know.
Getting choked out with eye contact got to be demoralizing, bro.
Yeah, I'd rather get choked from the back.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, let me black out without you seeing my demise.
Having someone doing this to you?
Well, I'm gonna feel bad feeling you from the back, but seeing you and feeling like front to front touching while you're like, yeah, she didn't know this was gonna happen, huh?
And lift your arm up.
Yeah, choke me from the back.
Man, I'm taking that back yeah. Shots too.
Yeah, give me the yeah. Back shots.
Yeah, that let's clip that audio right there. Yeah, choke me from the back.
Yeah, choke me from the back,
wait,
man.
Wait, what? Like a man and give me eye contact today. Roll up. I need full contact.
Bro, there's not more of a okay. I don't know which one's more of a bitch. Watching this nigga choke you out and you can't do nothing about it, or just getting choked up from the back like.
No, yeah, because when he first choked from the back, it was definitely a sneak attack.
Yeah. A sucker punch.
Okay. It was a sucker punch.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. Choke from the front.
You right.
Choke from the front is you put up a fight.
Yeah. And his strength overpowered yours.
Yeah.
He got overpowered. He had to lay you down gently from the front so you could pass out.
He's headbutted you a couple times, like, bitch, stop. Stop resisting.
Or he just let you go and watch you crumple.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take a stand up, and it's not going to be a UFC choke. It's going to be an old school, didn't I tell your ass, choke till I black.
That's the rapist choke. You can't do that one.
Oh, man.
You know, and I'm like, and I feel my feet raising up off the floor.
Oh, he's standing up choking you. He's got you in the air?
Yeah. So it's obviously because of his strength, not because I'm a bitch. Because if I'm on the floor and I got my legs wrapped around him, and he's like,
"We see your feet do this, you a bitch, dog. You're in bitch zone."
I could fight the two-hand choke off. I know enough karate moves. I could pop the elbows up or get them off me.
DC, that never works. I tried so many times.
That's how you've been choked out. He said, "I tried that numerous times."
That's why he's got the necklace on. He's trying to hide the marks.
You got to take a class. Hell yeah.
I tried it numerous times. It don't work.
You tell me that the elbow swipe down doesn't work, Greg?
No, that shit don't work. That works for somebody that don't know martial arts.
It's probably better going up. You got to go against the thumbs. You know what I mean? Anytime against the thumbs.
You know what? If it worked, how many times have you seen this? In an MMA fight.
Yeah.
Never.
It just goes into lock.
Yeah.
I would go with a double finger pry, like try to pry their fingers and kick their chest like this, like, you know, to try to kick on their chest like I
ain't. That might work, Dion.
Yeah.
Hold on, Dion. When was the last time you kicked up to your chest?
Nigga, come on, man. This is Sparta, nigga. That's what I do.
It's in Sparta. You're kicking him in his kneecap.
Yeah, like, hold my leg. Now go push it to him.
Yeah, but Dion, you got to do the kangaroo kick where both your legs come off the ground at the same time. That's the only way it'll work. Yeah.
Like, you name it, shit you can't do that you will do. You're like, nah, I just roundhouse him, then I get him. You ain't doing none of that, Dion.
The funny thing is, he let go around and put both my legs up. I just fall back.
He's on your back.
And now he chokes you out on your back after you gave a valiant effort that failed.
I'm cool with getting beat up or choked out if it ain't no cameras around.
Nigga, what you gonna look around? Is that camera on me? Is that camera just on me?
Exactly.
So let's say you out. Let's say you out and about, right? Somebody spits on your woman, right?
Spit on her,
Straight up hawk tool right on your chick, right? Uh-huh. Right in front of your face.
Oh yeah.
All right. Solid sized guy. You think you can take him though, but then you start seeing this. You still fighting or are you?
No. Once the cameras come out, we're gonna have a talk.
The funny thing is, I can't
risk the knockout or the choke out on camera.
You gotta fight, bro.
No, so wild, Chaz. I actually had a dream like that, but I was sleeping on my stomach, so I couldn't throw the first punch. And I was just like, oh shit, why can't I fucking punch?
The sleep fight. Come on.
If I'm on my back, I can throw punches in my sleep, but if I'm laying on my stomach, it ain't happening.
Your girl be black and blue after you get, huh? What happened?
Well, y'all don't be winning in your dreams? I was
protecting you.
Hell no.
You be getting your ass beat in your dreams?
I be running slow. I be running like with heavy like sands socks, running through water.
Anytime you wake up like you about to die, you weren't athletic enough in your dream to get away.
Right.
Like, whatever it was, you were just like, dang, dog, whatever got me. The lion got me. I fell off the cliff.
I just start flying. I'll be like, you know what? I can fly. And I'll just be out.
I fall straight down.
This sounds like Dan Cook's joke, but it's damn the same thing. You ever had a good dream and then woke up was like, fuck. Like somebody woke you up, you like, you try to go back into your dream, you're like, ah, I can't get back into that safe spot.
Oh, all the time.
You're like, shit, why'd you wake me up, man? I was getting ass.
I've had dreams so realistic, bro. I wake up like, ain't no way that was a dream. Ain't no way. I was there.
Yeah. I was there, yeah.
I lived this world. Now I'm back to this show.
This fucking hell.
What y'all do for New Year's, man? What you do, Gregory? Where were you at?
Man, I stayed in the house. I was about to head to Costa Rica in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Then I heard, my mom always gives me the first call, the sign of danger call. She's like, we at war. I was like, what do you mean we at war? No, we ain't. We ain't at no goddamn. We just took the president of Venezuela. I was like, what? No, we didn't.
Straight kidnap him. There's an Amber Alert in Venezuela. We straight stole him.
And like ruined my goddamn little bootleg Frontier pass I got.
That nigga was out getting ice cream. America snatched him. Come here.
Where's the president now?
La Venezuela?
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened.
He's in New York in jail waiting trial. But he's also somewhere wondering where the fuck was the rest of his country where only 25 people died. I thought there was going to be a revolution.
Nigga, where's the Secret Service? They don't have Secret Service over there?
Well, I seen a post from my boy, I don't know if y'all know Francisco Ramos, comedian. He's from Venezuela, and he was saying that the people are there are just, they're happy.
Yeah, that's all. Oh,
yeah. He said they ain't. He said they ain't even true. He said they one day was like, "Oh, good riddance."
I thought that was propaganda post. I seen some.
This came from the source.
Oh,
yeah. He said they're happy as hell over there. He said,
"Well, Let me ask y'all this: If the way y'all feel about Trump, if he got kidnapped, would y'all feel the same way, or y'all be like, hey, hold on, nigga.
Not our president.
I mean, nigga, that's kind of crazy. They kidnapped Donald Trump. You be like,
stay out. I'm American first. that's kind of white wild. First, but then I'm American before I'm a Trump. Like,
to here's the thing, where though.
I'm gonna make America look weak as hell by letting 20.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing, Craig. We would look weak as hell if they snatch Trump from
with 200 Trader, people.
Yeah, from here's Trader Joe's or something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Here's what you guys are missing.
In the aisle.
Yeah. Because he's going to get arrested somewhere dumb. It's going to be somewhere stupid.
A mocha frappuccino.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a broth of Romania. What?
Yeah.
And choke him out from the back.
Don't mess up my hair. Here's the thing, though. If they took Trump, the VP just becomes president. There's already someone there to replace him, right? Now I he think can go
if he kills. If he's killed, right?
Well, if he's gone, he's gone. He becomes the acting president. If he, you know, he's not going to be the president from a jail cell somewhere, right? So the VP, he becomes president, right? Instantly happens. New president in place, and then he goes, "We're going to find Trump," and you just dilly dally, you know.
America would celebrate. I'm going to be honest. They would celebrate.
Some people would, but you have to go to war. You have to go find them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about celebrate. To. That would be kind of scary.
No, they would celebrate. There were people here that would celebrate.
I hear you. How many people would take a film crew and go try to find the president just online for social media purposes?
Yeah. All
the militants, them big booty hoes shooting guns. And you see that booty doing like this while they shoot it.
What?
Hey, y'all.
I'm the only one that's seen this lady, am I?
Thank y'all for subscribing to my YouTube channel. We are going to find Donald Trump ourselves. We're going to go fly over there. We're going to find him. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Make sure you hit that notification bell.
Your plane getting blown up, bro. Wherever you're going, you're not making it touching ground. Because whoever took the president is well aware you're coming.
Yes.
They're ready. They've been planning this shit for 60 years. They're ready.
Yeah.
But then again, you never expect that to happen. Like, we wasn't sitting there talking shit. Well, I guess we were. We had boats off the coast and stuff. But to just show up by his house with 200 people.
Yeah.
And nobody seen the 200 people coming along that whole.
That's an inside job, nigga. Somebody in his camp was like, "Take him, please."
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Because they caught. Where did they catch him? They caught him on the water, right? They intercepted one of his ship or something like that, or his boat.
I don't know.
No, I think they pulled him from his house, but they also we also took a ship with 190. Million tanks of gas, I believe.
Oh, like, damn. Oil. We got something with it.
Oil.
Barrels of oil.
We call that and one. Americans are so brutal, bro. We're so brutal. We didn't just take him. Uh-huh. We're going to get some of his oil, too.
Well, we just happen to take
while
it.
While I'm here. Yeah.
This is evidence. We didn't want to take this. It just happened to be along with him.
It's wild, bro. Wow.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. He was looking. Man, we gotta fill up all the way back. It's gonna take a while. Let's get this 90-gallon tank real quick. 90-gallon right. tank.
Yeah, they asked him in the press conference, "What are you gonna do with the oil?" He's like, "Huh? I guess we're just gonna keep it. What are we gonna give it back? Or we'll sell it to someone else." It's like, damn.
Do you know how to turn oil into gas?
Who, Trump?
No, you. Do you know how to turn oil into gas?
Nah, not personally.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if somebody said, "Hey, I got all this oil," he's like, "I need you to transfer." He was like, "All right," you try to Google it. Let me see if I gotta add some CO2. Let's see, I got.
If you can flip it.
Oh no, we all know a cousin that can flip it. We all do. Hey, hold on, let me call my nigga. He got me. 190 million, right? All right, hold on. I'll get back to you later on.
Like because honestly, if you confiscated it yourself, as in like, "Yo, nigga, I got trillions of oil on this tanker. I'm giving it to you. Make your money, nigga." You be like, "I don't know what to do with it." You go to Chevron? You go to Chevron? Hey, man, listen, I got some tankers.
Where's it at? That's me parked over there.
It's pure. Dion, it's pure. It's pure right now. Pure. It's pure.
You don't know what to do with this shit. That's a white 1% problem right there.
I'm just gonna dump it in the water. I'm just gonna dump it in the ocean, man.
You're gonna be at Long Beach Pier talking about some can y'all come over here and check it out? I don't know what to do with this shit, man. Just can y'all just see if it's real? Can y'all talk to the people over at BP, Chevron, Arco, Shell? Come on, man. I'll be
selling like this.
Oh, yeah, no, we gotta do it. Dion, you gotta do it in steps, Dion.
$5.
Because what we do know is that just the oil alone is too thick.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out how to get this watered down. What's the mixture? What is the mixture?
You got to cut it.
We got to cut it, D.
Oh, shit. This is why we have the Americana gas stations and all the little bullshit gas stations. Yeah.
Sinclair.
Uh-huh.
Dino gas.
Yeah. How many times has been cut? Dino gas. Mm-hmm.
Dino gas on La Cienega.
You know what I'm talking about?
What? It's Sinclair.
Yeah.
Oh, they got that green dinosaur out there, right?
Yeah, right.
But it makes sense because he's fossil.
Oh. That's what they should have called it, fossil fuel. They should have did that.
That's Dino a way fuel. Better name.
Right.
Fossil fuel. Jazz. You're the only one that got that
fossil fuel.
Yeah, I don't know why they had a dinosaur as a logo.
So they crept in overnight to Venezuela. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Guess no one saw all these U.S. Soldiers creeping in to Venezuela, but they said they had a replica compound and replica streets already. So they've been practicing for months. And had a replica of the entire layout of the land. So they knew exactly where to go. They said they knew what he ate, what time he ate. He was very regulated kind of person. They said they knew everything about him and exactly. So they said when they got to the door, Trump was like, hey, you got to give up, man. He's like, you got to surrender. And the dude didn't surrender. And they went in and just grabbed him out the crib.
Yeah, that's the inside job, yo.
It would be crazy if Trump was there. Of course, he wasn't there.
He right. walks in.
How savage would you be? Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette?
Yeah.
You knew with an army baseball right? cap on?
Be a real villain. Go do it yourself, Trump.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
who it is, baby?
You take your hat off. Ta-da.
He just takes off his hair.
Oh, I thought you meant he had the balaclava where he revealed.
So, what was up? Why'd they take his wife, too?
Why not? 2-for-1 special.
But shut up.
She might have been like, take me.
Like, all right. Yeah, grab a bag. Come on. they probably wasn't gonna take him, but she wouldn't shut the fuck up. They're like, you know, you're coming.
She volunteered.
Like when you pulled over, you're like
backhand okay. slap.
These niggas confiscated their oil tanker. That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. They're thieves, man. I am loving these little AI things they've been doing with Trump. They had used Tekashi 6ix9ine's audio and had Trump was like, I went over there and took that shit, nigga. He said, I went up in there, took that shit, boom, boom, boom. It was a Trump, but it was a Tekashi 6ix9ine's voice.
I gotta find that, bro.
This AI funny. Stuff is getting too real, bro. Don't they have to start saying this is AI?
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to regulate it? What's going to happen? It's going to be too much soon enough, bro. It's going to be too much. I've seen these whole AI sitcoms. Have you seen this, bro? We're all cooked, bro. We all have to start building more and more live shows because it's going to be the only art that's left for people.
Yep. No, yeah, I've seen AI stand up. This nigga was bumming. I was like, oh, I can't master this one, huh?
He's like, I'm safe.
Yeah, can't get this one.
But wait, it's gonna be watch. It's gonna be just like they're doing with these AI artists, these AI singers. It's gonna be the same thing, bro. Somebody's gonna be able to sell their stuff. You're gonna find one dude who's halfway talented, a writer, but not a good performer, and he's gonna make a huge being the virtual Kevin Hart and shit.
No, he's still gonna have to write it.
Yeah, but it still won't be the same though. There's nothing like live comedy.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it still wouldn't be the same. He can do all he want on like on social media and all that, but that live performance, the feeling we give the audience when we perform it live, they can't replicate that.
Well, you know what? See, that's kind of not true, because early on when the comics were going out, they weren't on social media. They weren't on TV. People would hear their albums. So people were listening to comedy albums. So
yeah, but it still doesn't create the same feeling though. Like, you can listen to it, but it's still not the same as like being there. Patrice O'Neal has an album called Mr. P, the most brilliant piece of stand-up I've heard in a long time. And there's nothing like when I listen to it, I'd be like, man, I wish I was there.
Yeah, like the whole time. But yeah, there's a whole generation coming who's not gonna give a shit.
I don't know.
They're not gonna give a shit. I think that hopefully they'll be able to experience live stuff, and you know, it's up to us to make sure they're still listening. But they might just like both.
They'll taste Bammer weed, and then when they hit that ganja, they'll be like, I want that all the time now.
I think the whole goal is to get it to be no difference with holograms and shit.
Yeah.
How weak was that Tupac hologram, nigga?
It was amazing to see.
No, it wasn't. It was cute for the time.
I mean, was it as dope as seeing actually Tupac? No.
Exactly.
But were you like, I'm thinking Tupac can go on tour right now? You don't think virtual Tupac selling out?
If you did not know that was coming up and you were at that concert and all of a sudden you see like, oh shit, it would have blew your fucking head off.
Right.
If you just saw Dr. Dre up there performing and all of a sudden fresh out of jail, you'd be like, what is happening?
Because I was high.
If you sit there and virtual Mac Dre come out, nigga, you gonna bust that whole nut. You talking about?
It's also you have the experience that you may have experienced, like Keenan seeing Richard Pryor live, and he might want to take me to see Richard Pryor live. It's not the same, but it's close to.
Right.
Nah, y'all gonna be like, this dead nigga.
How would y'all look? How would y'all feel about this? Having a 3D virtual comedian who is no longer with us, like a Mitch Hedberg or Robin Williams, and a performance, you get to watch it live at the Wiltern and something like that. So you're watching it like it's a movie, but you're watching him walking up and down the stage like that with a live audience. Would you like that?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I thought you were talking about
a hologram, but as Patrice O'Neal performing Mr. P.
Yeah.
I would prefer the how they do in Vegas, the Michael Jackson show with the nigga that looked like Michael. Give me them niggas.
I like the hologram Michael show.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to see no fake comedian come on there doing an impersonation of a
hologram. Yeah, that'd be wild.
That's just joke stealing. All that is joke stealing.
Yeah. I've known a lot of big comics that's all they... Well, Michael Collier admits to it. That's what he did, was he kept jokes alive in his terms, and he would repeat other people's jokes. He would say it.
This is a Red Fox joke.
Yep, he'd always give him credit.
That's after Keenan caught him doing his jokes, but he mentions that as well.
There's a comedian...
Hold on, I'm sorry, Deion. Go ahead. My bad, go ahead.
You good. Is it you about to tag on to what he's saying?
Real quick. Well, they whisper who they got. They'll say the joke loud and they be like, yeah, that's a little bit Red Fox. Yeah. Go ahead, Deion.
There's a comedian, I'm gonna say, because it's already public knowledge right now. Kevin Tate was on
what happened?
Kevin Tate said, I mean, I just love the improv, man. And this nigga came up to me and was like, hey, man, you know, I've been following you for years, man. I've been using your joke for, you know. He said, what? He said, yeah, man, it's one of my funniest jokes. Mm-hmm. He said, yo, you can't do that, man. He said, what? No, I'm giving you love. I'm letting you know that I've been following you. And I was like, nigga. And he tagged a homie, too, I was like, yo,
Kevin, when are you gonna get this fucking joke mastered? I've been doing it for 5 years now. I need this shit mastered.
I need you to keep tagging on to it, man.
Jeez.
I fucks with your tags, but what are you doing here?
Wait, Deion, did he say who it was?
He tagged his name there. He said his name. I said, yo. And he laughed in the comment section. I was like,
oh, wow, what part of the game? Times have changed.
Well, he obviously really does not have a clue.
Right, right. He probably thought I was sampling it. That's like I'm giving you homage. Like, you know, Jay-Z did it with Biggie all the time. So I'm just kind of giving you a look.
TikTok does it. It's that TikTok culture, bro. I'm gonna just do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All these like memes and stuff you see be reciting. Yeah, that's what they doing.
Yeah. Yeah, see a lot of, like I said, a lot of scenes from movies that I've seen that he's redid, and I'm like, hey, that's the same. You didn't even redo it right.
Right.
If you redo the exact scene from the movie, I appreciate that. But if you're making it your own, I'm like, nigga.
Yeah.
You
know,
like when Nick Cannon did our scene from Dance Flick, I was like, that makes sense because it's really you doing a piece of your life what people are saying and you made it clever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once you just go like, I got no ideas, I'm going to just do that. I'm like, bro, you got it.
Sometimes they cheat and say, "Where is this from?" in the credit, not on the video. They're like, "What movie is this from?" So by the chance it gets shared, it's not a part of the caption.
The original caption,
right. So it's in the you know the description.
Oh, they'll let the comment section decide.
What movie is this from? But if you haven't seen the movie, it looks like it's original.
It looks original as shit. I mean, like, I don't know. Me neither.
Share.
Yeah.
Repost. This is funny.
Or just call it a reenactment. Like, just call it a reenactment. Like, you can do that. Just let them know this is a reenactment, bro. I'm reenacting this whole scene from Friday.
Yeah, you got to say reenactment from what though? You just can't be like reenactment.
From what it is.
Reenactment from my shit. What?
Yeah.
This is a reenactment of DC set. That's what I'm gonna start doing. It's cookie good.
Oh, I told you y'all jokes is fair game. I can do y'all jokes and be cool with it.
And nigga, I guarantee you, DC, I bet you, next time Fiverr go before you, I guarantee, I promise you, do not ever let me go before you, bro.
You know how hard I'm gonna laugh, bro? I'm gonna laugh so hard.
However much time I'm doing, whether it gets laughs or not, I'm still going.
I want you to do it. That'd be that to me would be paying homage. I'm like, that's paying homage. Yeah. My niggas know my bits.
Know your bits in and out. I'm doing it. 10 minute set, watch this.
Oh, broke. That's me too. That's one of the things Damon used to do to his openers. If he just to fuck, you know how they'd be fucking with you on the road. Some guys, he'd just be like, you know what? I'm going to go out first. And he'll go out first and all the openers' jokes and say, all right, you go out now.
Wait. He would go out before his opener
and do all the openers' jokes and then say, now you go out.
Yeah. Let's see if you can. Mm-hmm.
Well, the rules usually always with Damon is I need you to have some new material damn near every city we go to. This isn't for you to just sit here and get a check. This is for you to come grab this audience and be big. You're going to be in rooms where there's somebody in there that does all your shit and you're going to be like, ah.
You got to come anew.
Love the push. That's I mean, shit. I'd be stressed.
Imagine you wasn't paying attention and you was like, what? All right, cool, do that. So anyway, girl, so, you know, I opened up for the homie, right? You know what I'm saying? He's like, give it up for DLA. All right, y'all, you go on stage, you go, and you'll know that he did all your material.
Hey, look, if your headliner goes out before you, you're going to pay attention.
Oh, and at that point, we just switch sets. I'm doing Big Bama set.
No. But you opened up for Gary Owen and now you're doing all white jokes. Like, so it's really tough being a white guy.
It's verbatim. Verbatim, bro.
That's your last day working.
Verbatim.
You back in the streets.
Yeah.
That'd be wild, bro. That's wild business. Yeah, I don't know what's I call it the theft culture, bro. It is just it's the wild, wild west out here. Bro.
It's hungry, man. People are hungry. People are hungry for views and to sell content, sell product. You know, what I need to do to get these numbers up, and it's like, hey, this worked for this person. This worked for this person. You ever say something like, nigga, this shit is brilliant. And then you be like, wait, somebody else just did this.
Yeah.
Wait. Who's the original person? And you be like, I didn't already shared the cheap replica. It's like I want to pay homage to the original person.
Right.
You think it was Coke or Pepsi?
Right, right.
It's definitely cola. We're definitely living in quantity versus quality nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's so much, and that's the thing, though. There's so much content because even look at outside of even the social media stuff, these shows, how many networks have popped up over the last 10 years?
Right, bro.
Like, it is content crazy out here.
I'm telling you right now, vertical series is really going to take off.
I agree.
So I 100%. If y'all want to
get definitely.
Them vertical
it's already,
series.
It's already taken off.
Yeah, that's what I had my camera set up right for this Zoom call. You hate it.
No, we're not doing that, man. You're not part of that.
Yeah.
You know,
making up things that
I be seeing. I only see like the Asian shows. They're like chess watch. That's what I see. I don't see the black shows. I don't know where those are, but I only see the Asian ones like that.
Hey, look, I gotta take off, y'all. But I like this vibe. This is a cool vibe. I like the setup. So let's keep this shit going.
You're going back in person. Right? Don't be trying to get all comfortable.
I'm back. You're right. But I love you, niggas.
Yes.
Yeah. I love you, niggas.
Well, you too. All
right, DC. All
right. How long are you in town? Where are you going?
Tonight, Phoenix, Arizona. Stand up live all weekend. So I don't know where we're dropping this, but all weekend, stand up live. Phoenix, Arizona, January the 7th through the 10th.
Yep, we dropped
the Frontier Pass and come on out there.
Pull up.
Have you used it? All right, DC. Have you used that Frontier Pass?
I had my shit to, what's called it, booked to Costa Rica. But then this shit happened, so I was supposed to go on the 2nd to Costa Rica.
That pass has mad blackout dates, but also I was like, hey, man, that deal is crazy.
It was like twice you make your money back already.
How much is it for the year?
$350 for 18 months. We need to get a little link, and we'll put that in the corner.
That's crazy.
Type in daddy issues. Get our Frontier shit. Hopefully we'll make that happen by the
I'm gonna see if they have an affiliate link because 350 Frontier, they just nigga just hey. Playing.
What 350 for the year?
350 till March of 2027.
Oh, that's insane.
I got it in November.
Yeah. So they got their blackout dates, but it's like nigga, if you wanted to go to Jamaica right now and they got a flight, you can just hop on.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, if you want to fly domestic, you have to book it the day before or the day of.
Oh.
And if you want to fly international, you have to book it 10 days.
Yeah, that's that flued out energy right there.
I don't know if you can use it for someone else. Can you?
Yeah, you can. You could also pay a little bit extra and get a companion pass with you.
Mm-hmm. Be ready, baby. Thursday, okay? I'm going to book it Wednesday, all right?
I don't want to fly on Frontier that often. However, for that price, that is hard to beat, bro.
You got a Phoenix. Like I said, he's like Phoenix. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just go fly to Phoenix tomorrow.
And they got flight often. They have all, you know, Phoenix.
Yeah, it'll be like $15. It's going to cost me more to get to the airport and back.
Right.
What would be a better deal than that annually for like a airline to top that? To like, if it was like $1,000 a year and like, you know, you can't bring luggage or something like that. What do you feel about that?
With this one, you have to pay for luggage or else you upgrade for $100 and you get the free companion to fly with you and free luggage every time.
Bro, a flight to DC is going to be $300, you know?
A flight to San Diego is going to run you,
right?
If it's round trip, about 200.
Yeah, it's great. It's solid. I feel like they're about to go out of business for them to throw them hellbangers like that. When they throw the hellbangers, like we need to re-up on this money. We make some bad.
Like you'll get to the airport and they'll be like, Frontier. Okay, hold on. Hey, America, you got any spots? You got any? Y'all don't have a plane?
It does seem like a real big scam. Like you're like, yo, you know what? Just give me $1,000. You can have weed anytime you want to come by. Just give me $1,000.
What do you got?
Yeah, let me give you this eighth. You just got to take an eighth at a time. Yeah.
And Delta did it for $1,000, bro. Easy work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the closest thing I came to this was I was going to get a friend's buddy pass that was $2,500, and that's flying standby. Mm-hmm. This isn't flying standby. You got a seat.
Right. That's the
Well,
classic.
how about this? How about this? This is gonna sound like a Hellmaker. $10,000 a year. Listen, $10,000 a year, unlimited flights. Is that a deal?
First class. You're not we're talking.
No, that's not a deal.
It's
10,000.
not
I don't
10,000.
know if I'm going to travel that much in a year, and I travel a lot. But I
But
don't.
you also can give it to people.
But it's got to be first class. It's got, like that's the minimum. We're talking 10,000 a year.
Yeah, $10,000 a year,
With a
and
hotel room.
right.
No, you. I mean, think about it. You going to Cayman Islands. You can go Dubai. You can go anywhere.
Are there blackout dates?
No blackout dates. Is that a deal?
If it's first class.
And b luggage is free.
Wait, you said we could give them away.
Not, well, I don't know because the way you got
I
excited,
don't know. Hold on, wait. I'll
I don't know if that's a good
make
idea.
my money back in 10 trips real quick. Actually, in three first class tickets.
Craig gonna have a trafficking charge.
No. Every comic that ever goes out on the road, I'm like, hey, man,
Hey, hit me up first.
just give me $20, man. I got you.
$20, mad cheap.
First
$20.
class, go ahead. I got you, man.
You cheating yourself at
Yeah.
$20.
Sound like a crackhead, man. I just need $20 for this.
Because I'm thinking like, how could an airline use like a timeshare little like method? Like, give me the bulk of your money, and you can come as unlimited as you want. Like, I'm thinking like,
Yeah, because 10,000 is usually damn near all of what people have. All of what people have, and damn sure I don't have 10,000 for a vacation. It's going
right.
to be a very exclusive
You got to fly all the time,
All
and
the
it's got to
time.
be first class, bro. I gotta like, I'm not waiting. You gotta come pick me up at certain places.
Now, I would do that for a hotel room.
Was included
10,000 unlimited hotel stays for the year. I'm with
the Motel Sixes, though.
it. I'm with it. Certain countries, Motel 6 is the shit. You see the Motel 6 in Jamaica?
Saw the
No.
Motel Six in San Francisco. It was.
No.
It wasn't good. Anytime your door's on the outside, that's woo.
Motel 666. I say, what the hell am I at?
It sucks when you
Welcome
get a
to
bootleg
level.
one, when you get the Motel 7. You're like, this is worse than 6?
A
I don't
Motel
know.
8. Isn't it a Motel 8?
Oh, Super 8.
Super 8.
They have, yeah, I was like, hey, well, y'all worse than that?
I didn't know motel was just motor hotel. It's just a anywhere off the freeway, off the highway, and that's why it's a motel. That's it. I thought it was just because like it had to have those doors like that on the outside.
Oh, I thought that was because they just cheap.
I mean, they are cheap, but
No,
it's
they don't
just.
have hallways. They're the doors on the outside. You can get sniped going into your door.
That's what it looked like Martin Luther King's, honestly. Isn't
Yeah,
it a
it was at
motel?
Motel. It was a
Yeah,
motel.
he was at a kick dough. We call those kick doughs.
Yep. Damn, that's a damn shame. That it has a that's a great New York nickname.
That's when in L.A. they call them kick doughs. We don't
That's
have those in
crazy.
New York.
See, it seems like New York because you got the Tim's on. Kaboom. Big
Yeah,
boom.
you have to go to like Jersey to get a kick dough. In New York, they don't got kick doughs unless you go to
If
like.
you kick my door in with some Chucks, I'd be like, this fucking cheap ass door. This should have broke your foot in half.
The paper mache door? What is it?
Yeah, you put the what the Chuck? I'd be pissed. I'd be like, man, who?
And you know motels are nasty. As in like, hey, can I wash these covers? Because I know y'all just spray Febreze on top of
Soon as
this.
you walk in, hold on, I'm putting it on. Oh, you just blow your nose in my fitted sheet.
I don't even think motels have laundry. They have the laundry rooms that you could wash your own shit in, but I don't think they have the big ones for everybody else.
Rats live in there. You don't want to wash your shit in a rat house. It's the rats amusement park. Whee!
But if
Let me
they
tell you
had $10,000, all you could stay on, man.
my. Yeah, I'm in that thing. My
Oh.
willful ignorance is believing that this hotel is spotless clean. When I go to hotels, I'm like, yep, no one has shot on these walls. No one has squirted on his floor. No one has spit or blood. I'm like, yep, this is clean. I'm like, I can't imagine what just happened the hours before.
Here's the thing.
But you know the last guest just missed the toilet and he had to shit real bad, splattered up the thing. There's at least two serial people that was in there that then committed some crimes.
Oh, man. Yeah, how often do you change your bed sheets?
That's what I'm saying. It's they supposed to be clean, but I'm like, the nastiest version of Deion have done some vile things. And I'd be like, nope, I'm the nastiest person. There's no one as nasty as me. Everybody else is angels. No one has done anything. No one has shot on the curtains. Yep, no one has done any of that. So I'm just going to believe that I'm the nastiest
person. People do stuff on purpose, bro.
Yeah. Like,
not on your phone and then walk out. Like, what? Yeah.
I seen this girl do like a super clean in her hotel, and I'm like, I should be doing that. She had like baby wiped everything and she sprayed everything. I was like, I definitely should be doing that, man. I was like,
God. Yo, for sure.
I just think of me as a hotel manager. That's what makes me be like, oh no, you got to make sure this shit's right. Cause I'd be like, let's do a walkthrough. Nah, that better look clean still. Just throw the shit back on. Let's go. Nah, that was all right. We good. We don't gotta wash that. We gonna save another 20 cents on that one.
Yeah, but he
says adds up over time, I guess. I'm like, oh.
How many people get syphilis from the toilet seats and all that ain't my problem. They don't know where they got it from. That's between them.
Hard to prove. You came in with it. It's hard to prove.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe so if they're like, no, I went to the Super 8 and I must use the bathroom. And
okay.
Yeah. I need to start bringing like cleaning supplies, man. As the biggest germaphobe I am, I just be like, yep, they did a really thorough, good job on cleaning these toilets and wiping down the handles and the desk. I'm like, yep, they did a great job. I don't need to clean nothing. I'd be sitting on that toilet raw. I'm like, I definitely got something.
Look, now I'll use baby wipes.
Yeah.
You don't travel with wipes? I travel with
baby wipes.
I travel with Lysol wipes. I travel even in my gym bag, Lysol wipes.
My toilet's ass is clean, but it ain't
it ain't disinfected.
I got the Lysol spray to keep the weed smoke down.
Wait, y'all travel enough. Wipes. Y'all don't travel with a Lysol wipe and the wet wipes. Like I always have
wet wipes, yes.
But in my bag, whether it's at the gym or anywhere that I travel, I have the Lysol wipes also. Y'all don't travel with Lysol wipes?
Nah, I ain't cleaning other people's shit.
Bro, if you're gonna sit on someone's toilet, you gotta wipe that down with the Lysol wipe. That baby wipe ain't doing nothing but making it so.
My dilemma. I don't.
All you're doing is getting it oily.
I might add some shampoo from the shower and like this.
You gonna give it some essential oils? Your ass sliding back and forth.
Yeah, I might just give it a little deep conditioning to the toilet seat.
Traveling with Lysol wipes ain't nothing. They this thick though. They got them little packs. When you're on the airport, wherever you are,
I know. I'm just
that's what started happening. When I started having to randomly shit at an airport, I said, "Hey man, I can't."
Yeah, that's your fault.
I can't live like this. I was like, I gotta start traveling with. And then whenever I work out, every time I hit the gym, I gotta shit.
Damn.
One time I was driving home. And I was like, all right, am I going to stop at a fast food restaurant to shit or am I going to risk it? I still had 30 minutes to drive home and just be like, you know what? Just shit on yourself in the car and you can clean off when you get home. Going through the backyard so you can hose off and go back in the house.
So what happened?
I went for the ride home. I made it.
Oh, okay.
Not all the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the worst. I was in the house going up the stairs and I messed up. You know, when you jump one stair too much and it was like. Whoosh.
You didn't have a downstairs bathroom? You pushed it.
I tried to get to my room. I got my bidet.
You asked for too much. Your anus. It was Greg! It's like holding a zombie apocalypse. They're coming through!
I was like, yup, not this room. Let's go to this room. Actually, let's go to this room.
When your body get close to a bathroom, it'd be like, it's time to let go. Like, I've held on long enough.
I gave myself the mental. I was like, all right, we're going to run. We're going to jump three steps, jump another one. I had it. Then grab the banister, go up. It was like, jump one, shirt. And it was like, it was just a little dot. It wasn't like a full on, It was like just the wet part before the actual part comes out.
Man, yeah, buddy.
I was doing this cleanse, and you had to take them shit pills, bro.
Yeah.
I would feel it in my legs. I'd be like, yo, what is it? It would travel from my hips to my kneecaps. And I was like, oh shit.
You know what about to be wet? You're that.
Yeah,
that's about to be wet. Oh boy, let me hurry up.
I gotta go open the window. I gotta pre-set up.
Yeah.
I was like, we're gonna be here for a minute. Let me get my iPad charged. Let me
make the window. Shout out to God for having a sphincter that can hold in water in your ass. Cause that shit right there, you like the fact is it can be that tight, you'd be like, I'm holding on, God. Like one little laugh, it can push out. But as soon as you begin to be like, oh wow.
But that also, it is seizure if you take it. Be like, oh, you be like, hey, God.
My shit was just like stupid with the arrow. Just it wasn't impressive. I had a good cleanse. It was just like
wild, bro. All right, let's get out of here. For the people, we are still in flux of a place. However, we will zoom in for now. And then Keon will be back next week. He had to go be a dad, Lane. You know what I'm saying? So we got Dion Lack to join us today. Oh, Craig, say the thing.
And we're back with another issue of Daddy Issues. Bang, 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 bang.
Blocker, gunshot.
What is he doing?
I guess you never watched The Muppets.
Oh. Because they had little hands like this.
They'd be so happy too.
Yeah. shout out to your camera, which is falling. Man, that camera's incredible.
Oh, this is just the iPad.
See? Oh, it's falling. It was dope.
Craig doing the little Kim back
too.
Yeah, the little Kim.
I have to tip him off a little bit.
Yeah, man. And so boss. Lack, you got dates? This airs Thursday.
As in tomorrow. Yeah, so Friday I will be in Altadena with my guy JT Turner.
JT Money. Remember that? Ay.
Yeah. That's the only song. Who? And then Saturday is my Zodiac birthday comedy show. It will be Capricorn, hosted by Lacaroni and Chaz Rogers and myself. We have an incredible group of comedians who are all Capricorns. Doors open up at 7:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
What's your sign, Craig? What are you?
Aries, baby.
You're like God of War, aren't you?
Yeah.
You about to get back on stage?
All of us, then they hate us.
Can we get you on stage during the Aries season?
When's that, in March? Hopefully I'll be off filming.
When's my birthday? What's that?
Hold on.
Like Aries season. I was like, what's this? No.
Yeah.
Is it a live show? Or is it just like a talk show? What type of show is it?
No, it's a comedy show. Wow. No. Do your set. Do your set. You can talk about ever.
Yeah.
Come through Saturday.
Nah. What story? Nah. He could have been Hollywood. He could have been Hollywood. Said, "All right, I'll think about it." He said, "No,
nah, I ain't gonna lie."
You gotta keep it. I do that too. I tell people, "Hey, listen, most likely I'm not coming. Okay, not coming. There's a small chance that I'll be there, but it is not likely. Be honest up front." All right, appreciate y'all for coming through, man. Thank y'all, and then we'll make it even better and tighter. Thank y'all for watching. Appreciate y'all. And then, we'll be back next week.
But I will come through.
There it is. Boom.